good. It's my presentation is actually between you and also the drinks, so I will make it quick. And the three presentation, or the four, today actually talk about in terms of how you can do your job effectively. And that's great. And I want to talk about social media, your role, a little bit differently, and give some thoughts. I'm asking Eric to take a photo. How you can think big and think small, and in the context of technology. So, very quickly, the marketplace is changing very fast. However, the changes didn't happen over time. It all started back in the 1990s. Some of you were not even born yet. That's okay. And in October 1994, if you think about it, that's the first banner ad. The first banner ad actually started in October 1994. If you go to a firstbannerad.com right now, you can, and click that ad, you can actually see what that ad was like. It was actually for AT&T. So that was October 1994. And another thing happened in 1994. It's online diary. Eventually, that became the blog. And the term blog was coined in 1997. Okay? So October 1994 was actually a big year. Does anybody know what happened that day, September 4th, 1998? Google was born. Can you imagine Google was only 17 years old? And my son cannot fathom what life was like before Google. Heck, I could not even imagine what it was like before 1998. With Google, a lot of things has changed. It came with search engine marketing, two forms, right? Paid search and also organic search. All of a sudden, everything you do online needs to be optimized. Keywords becomes very important. I don't need to talk a lot about that. Then between 2003 and 2006, MySpace, 2003. LinkedIn, 2004. Actually, MySpace and the LinkedIn, 2003. Facebook, 2004. Twitter, 2005. I'm sorry, YouTube, 2005, and Twitter, 2006. That somehow actually changed, also created a job for all of us on the social media front, if you think about it. So it's really between 2003 and 2006, a lot of that platform actually came to life. So after 2003, a lot of things happened in terms of there's a lot of social media platform, countless, that has come to life. Does anybody know what happened in 2007, June 27th? You guys have one. iPhone was introduced. That makes things even more complicated. And after 2007, instead of search engine marketing that come after 2008, between 2003 and 2006, social media marketing that come after that, then after 2007 is a mobile marketing. Anything that we do that's desktop oriented, anything, keyword search, you know, banner ad buy for the desktop, all of a sudden you have to do something similar or mirror that on the mobile side. So a lot has changed. Things get incredibly complicated. Traditional marketers are overwhelmed, right? And before, they only have to worry about print, radios, out of home, and what else, whatever they are doing. I cannot even remember that. Now there's a countless type of marketing that you have to deal with. Even doing social media is not that easy anymore because you have to worry about search. You also have to worry about pay. And you have to worry about multiple different channels. So changes based on the technology evolutions is what impacted our lives. And what I want to cover today, there are three things. One is I want to talk about marketing execution in the context of technology, which is a lot of technologies I mentioned earlier. Second thing, is it possible to do marketing in small budget? The answer is obviously yes. Tammy talked about that earlier. And also, Amy mentioned that in terms of what she did for Yale. And then social media's role in four different kinds of marketing executions. Okay, so I want to talk about that a little bit more. Like I said, I'm not talking about how to do your job effectively. A lot of that has been discussed in the previous three presentations. Now I want you to sit back. Don't take any notes. Relax, please. You've been taking a lot of notes. So just relax and think about what is social media's role or what you can do to contribute a whole lot more within the companies. So four executions. And I do hope you enjoy the presentation. You can tell that's my favorite film. And at today's workshop, I did a workshop today, and I say I follow 80-20 rule religiously. I spend 80% of my time picking the images and only 20% of time on substance of my presentation. So really, there's not much to it. So with that being said, quick introduction for myself, Pam Dittner here. And I worked at Intel for about 20 years, and I was very fortunate when I was working at Intel. I did multiple different jobs, and I was a CPA. Can you tell? Yes, you can, because I dress very plain. And so I did that, finance and accounting, operation, and the moving to marketing was a twist of fate. I was asked to do marketing operation, which is working on the back end of the process and tools for the marketing departments. Ultimately, from there, I moved to do event marketing. So I did event marketing actually for about 5 years. From there, I'm moving to doing a strategies role. Strategist, which is I was responsible for a global content, go-to-market plan for Intel on the enterprise side. So I work very closely with a lot of marketing functions with Intel, and also I work very closely with the region and the country managers and work with them to create kind of like, I hate using the word consensus-oriented, but if nothing else, is agree upon a global go-to-market plan that the regional and the country marketing manager can execute. And doing that, I actually learned a lot. I work incredibly close with the region and the country manager. I also work very closely with the business unit. I learned a lot, and on top of it, I did a lot of reading. So ultimately, I wrote a book, and it's called Global Content Marketing. With McGraw-Hill, and it's on sale on Amazon.com. I also have a site called globalcontent.marketing. If you are interested in terms of content marketing, you can check it out. So that's my shameless plug for today. Thank you for bearing with me. God, you guys have low energy, really. But I understand it's very late. So let's talk about technology in the context of marketing execution. The way I see it, I love 2x2 because that gives people a quick understanding in terms of what we talk about and also put in a quick framework. So let's talk about x-axis, traditional marketing and new marketing. Let's talk about y-axis, which is big budget and a small budget. So in these, there are a couple things that happen within the company. I'm not saying these are all the marketing efforts that you do. That's not my point. My point is I categorize into four. And I want to talk about each quadrant in the context of a role that social media manager can play. And so give you some ideas when you go back to your company or even your nonprofit organization, you can think about in terms of what else can you contribute to your other departments, which is elevate the role of social media. The first one, obviously big and traditional, is product launch. The second one, new and the big, the example I want to use is customer-driven experience. And the small and traditional I would like to talk about is called routine marketing. And another one, new and small, is something about creative idea. And technology play in all four quadrants. So let's talk about product launch. Every single company, even you just create a big research paper, right? Say that's you offer only services, not necessarily products. And you create a paper, it's still a launch. A launch of something. It can be a holiday launch, it can be a product launch, it can be launch of the very key research paper that you guys have spent months creating. So let's talk about product launch first. usually in any company, especially if you work for technology company, they tend to have a big product launch. They have a new upgrade, Windows 10, you know, new generation of microprocessor, new iPhone, things to that extent. They have a big product launches. And usually any kind of product launch have a launch team, right? And this is a typical Intel's launch that has a lot of people that was engaged. People sitting in the way back, you probably cannot see. I was in the back, it's very hard to see, I want to apologize. You actually have a social media team that's engaging, you have a search engine marketing team, you have the website, which is intel.com, you have a partner marketing, Intel's channel partners that we work with, retail marketing, there's a retail stores that work directly with us, events, PR. And none of those are a surprise. If you do actually have a product launch and you want to do an integrated marketing campaign, you need to engage with multiple different functions, including events team, and also pay media. Usually, in general, pay media, commercials, PRs, and launch event, they play a bigger role, right? Any kind of launch event is huge enough, tend to be a physical face-to-face events. So PR, launch events, pay ads tend to play a huge role. However, technology has allowed social media to play a more active role during product launches. So if you are doing a social media effort, you should actively involved in the product launches of your company. I found my perspective is actually important. And there's two examples I can share with you. First one, Madonna launched Living for Love on Snapchat Discover platform. So she's using that Discover platform on Snapchat to launch the latest song. Granted, it probably, I don't think it was doing that well, but she's making an effort, right? And another one is PMG Swiffer. Does anybody have a Swiffer at home that you use? I do, I have one. They have a new generation of Swiffer. Again, they continuously revamp that product, even though we kind of take that product for granted. The way they launch the new generation of Swiffer is actually engaged with mommy bloggers. So there was a question earlier in terms of pay influencers, right? Instead of paying the money, they actually have a huge launch event. They invite mommy bloggers to New York City with their kids. It was a big launch event. They let the children make a huge mess. Guess what? They used Swiffer to clean it to show the demonstration. Again, it's a pay effort, but it's not necessarily a pay effort. Does that make sense? So there's a way to actually do it. So with these two examples, what I want to share with you is the social media team is actually playing a more active role in terms of product launches. And a lot of people are contemplating in terms of how to use social media channels to launch the product or play a much bigger voice. As a social media manager, you need to be on that table and be part of it. However, I don't deny that mainstream media still play a huge role. A lot of time when you do a big launches, most of the time in the big companies, they still allocate huge amount of budget for ads. The pay media effort. I don't think that will go away anytime soon. That will still be the case. The thing is, you need to pay attention to that and see if you can get a piece of that pie. The way to get a piece of that pie is if you have to position social media as a pay effort. A lot of time, I'm an advocate for organic social media effort. Everything I do tend to be organic because I don't have the budget, like a lot of you. But if you work for a company and you are a social media manager and you don't have a budget, you need to look at your effort, your job as a pay media, position as nothing is free, and that you need, if you want to do social media right, it needs to be a pay effort. Pay doesn't mean you have to buy ads. Pay means give me resources, give me budget. Does that make sense? And you was like, how? How do I tell my manager that? I'm going to digress for a second to answer Randy's question earlier. From my perspective, the social media can demonstrate or show the impact of sales is your back end is connected. Not a lot of people talk about that. Think about it. A lot of time when we look at social media, what do we report? Number of tweets, number of views, numbers like. Do you think, I hate saying this, do you think the management cares about that target? To some extent, but not. At the end, they want to ask, how does that tie with sales? Does that make sense? The only way that you can tie that to the sales side is your back end. Back end is integrated. That means your social media funnels, what you do, even use Eloqua, any tools that you connected, need to somehow tie it with a CRM or customer database. Even though you cannot track it, but if somebody do shares and like, but turn out to be a targeted customer, so you can correlate that data with your customer database. If you can take some of the information you do on social media and do a correlation with a customer database to show the impact of a social media, that's why you can get your manager to talk to you or to show like, okay, social media does make a huge difference. The most important thing is, besides doing all the stuff that you're doing, make sure you spend some time and look and talk to your IT, talk to somebody, make sure your back end is integrated. The only way to show the impact of social media that can tie to sale is if you have back-end integration. Not a lot of people talk about it because it's boring and it's not sexy, but it's something that needs to be done. So even though I talk about technology, technology is still a tool, it's not a strategy. I want to make sure that I remind everybody that. And I talk about this big quadrant, which is big and traditional, usually a launch team is in place and they work together. And the key element is to rally the team for the launch team. Go Mets. Anyway. What? Okay, don't worry about it. It's okay. I take care of all of the four teams. It's coming up. And you have a launch objective, marketing objectives. And again, for any kind of launch, usually any launches any company does, they have budget. Social media team usually don't have a budget. Then you need to really pay attention who has a budget and track that down and be part of it. Started with the first one, launch. Okay? Traditional and big budget tend to be top-down driven. Usually marketing takes the lead and the social media started taking a very active role, which is fantastic. Now it's your job to engage even more. All right, talk about cups, it's okay. And like I said, social media has been treated as a part of a pay media in some companies and working very closely with PR, digital marketing, events, and also media, advertising team. The second one I want to talk about is technology-driven experience. Again, this is big budget and something new, right? When I was doing marketing at Intel, I followed budget. Budget dictates behaviors within the company. You have to know where budget goes, and you have to follow that, because you don't have a budget, right? So your job is to follow where that money goes and see if you can provide or contribute to that kind of activities. I hate saying this. Initially, you have to do that. Once you establish your reputation, your presence, you have a team, now you are in a different position, then people probably will come to you. But before you get there, you have to go to them. So, customer-driven experience is something technology will make your life easier or fun. Technology takes the lead. Marketing will follow.
South Korea is a unique market. Tesco has been evolving itself, adjusting to the local market. It even changed the name itself from Tesco to Home Plus. And at last, it grew to rank number 2 in Korea. But Tesco had to overcome one obstacle, a fewer number of stores compared to the number 1 company, E-Mart. Mission, could we become number 1 without increasing the number of stores? We made an in-depth study into Koreans once more. Koreans are the second most hardworking people in the world. For For them, grocery shopping once a week is a dreaded task. So we decided to approach these busy and tired people. Idea: let the store come to the people. We created virtual stores, hoping to blend into people's everyday lives. Our first try was subway stations. Although virtual, the displays were exactly the same as actual stores, from the display to the merchandise.
It's not working, so, but listen.
Only one thing was different. You used smartphones to shop.
Okay. So, no, wrong. I actually have four videos. Let's see if that will work again.
South Korea is a unique working people in the world. Need to blend into people's everyday lives. Our first try was subway stations. Although virtual, the displays were exactly the same as actual stores, from the display to the merchandise. Only one thing was different. You used smartphones to shop. Scan the QR code with your phone, and the product automatically lands in your online cart. When the online purchase is done, it will be delivered to your door right after you get home. People can relax more after work and on weekends.
실제로 보면서 사니까 진짜 더 좋은 것 같아요. 편하기도 하고.
Result. People can shop at Tesco Home Plus wherever they go without having to visit the actual store. Moreover, we could change their waiting time to shopping time. After this campaign, online sales increased tremendously. Through this campaign, 10,287 consumers visited the online Home Plus mall using smartphones. The number of new registered members rose by 76%, and online sales increased 130%. Currently, Home Plus has become number one in the online market and is a very close second offline.
It's very unfortunate the other half didn't run, but some of you probably have seen it. And bottom line is they actually use mobile app to actually increase sales because the real estate in South Korea is incredibly expensive. So they set up this virtual shopping store on the subway so people can shop before they go home. And they, of course, they get a delivery pretty much on the same time, same day. That's using technology and driving sales. And I want to talk about how social media can play a role on that. But next one I want to share with you is not necessarily making a life easier, but is having fun. Sorry.
So.
And this one is actually a fun video. See if this will play. Can you see?
Okay. You can find everything. Men dressed as women. Enemies having fun together. Maestros. And even those who insist on drinking and driving.
Ah, shit. The video is not playing. It's a shame. Now my computer died. Pam, it's okay. Yes, actually it did. It does. 1 second. I think it's a great example. And the thing is, we tested. Let's see.
In Rio's carnival, you can find everything. Men dressed as women. Enemies having fun together. Maestros.
and even those who insist on drinking and driving. With this in mind, El Bachka Beer, the official sponsor of Rio de Janeiro's Carnival, had an idea. The beer turnstile, an incentive to make people use public transportation after drinking. In a subway station near where the street carnival groups gathered, we developed a new turnstile in which the fare was paid with an empty beer can. Optical reading recognized the Bachka's beer can and freed the access to the underground. Results couldn't have been better. The beer turnstile received an average of 1,000 people per hour, a volume 86% higher than conventional turnstiles on the same day. The number of drunk drivers caught dropped 43%. The collected cans were donated to a recycling NGO. The beer turnstile became news on social networks and several communication mediums, which talked about the brand's social responsibility. El Bachka Beer. If you drink, don't drive.
So the first example is actually from South Korea. The second example is actually from Brazil. Has anybody seen that? No? Okay. So have you noticed both actually use technology, but use technology a little bit differently? Okay, good. Ooh, I did that too. So they use technology differently. And this is a technology-driven type of initiative. Usually this kind of stuff is tend to be big initiative, big budget. The beer turnstile or even the online shopping is something that's driven within the company, is a huge initiative and huge budget behind it. Otherwise, you cannot make that happen. So it tend to be experience-driven, and the technology takes the lead, marketing complement that initiative. So with that being said, and I just bought this machine on Sunday for this presentation. Yes, actually it does. Oh man, sorry, thank you for bearing with me. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I did spend a lot of time on this. Okay, good. Now we have to see that again. Let's see if it will go to the next slide. And on the technology-driven type of activities, social media team can play a passive or the active role. It really depending on how the technology roll out. If the technology become a big talking point, the social media can jump in and basically drive that momentum. Does that make sense? If it doesn't become a big talking point, the media did not pick that up, but it's something that worth sharing and worth talking about, then the social media team need to talk about some of these big initiatives that the company is driving. Again, you have to come from the perspective that it does enhance the customer's life or make their life more fun. It need to come from a customer's. So Tammy was talking about at the end of the day, what social media does is really about your customers. That is true. That including any kind of initiative you are driving. The next things I want to talk about is routine. Remember, there's a four quadrants. I touched the first one, which is the product launch. The second one is the technology-driven experience. The next one I want to talk about is really routine marketing. Any kind of routine marketing is really, for example, email. You pushed out email every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. That's a routine marketing. That you do social media posts 3 times a day, that's a routine marketing. In a way, any kind of routine marketing tend to drive traffic to the site. That's really the bottom line, right? If you do any kind of post, that's you need to drive traffic. There's a call to action. You need to drive traffic to a specific site. And that will help you to download some sort of purchase, some sort of offer. And technology, what is the technology's role in the routine marketing? Usually it comes into analytics. So for example, I think Rebecca and Amy was talking about A/B testings. So usually any kind of routine marketing you do, in order to optimize it, you need to test it. And you need to test it, not just the subject lines, test it everything else, and also call to action, the A-B testing. Even though Rebecca was talking about predictive and analytics, I would not go there just yet. If you don't have a budget, that's not something that you have to do. The next step after the A-B testing is really personalization. If you can get the CRM information, the CRM tools that integrated with your social media effort, you can actually drive personalized type of tweets out. Does that make sense? So A-B testing is one thing that you should do, I think in short term, definitely. Another one, next things that you should do is look into personalizations. Predictive analytics usually needs to be done with a huge budget behind it or some sort of budget. If you don't have a budget and also the back end is not integrated, that's not something can be accomplished easily. So marketing, traditional and small, tend to be existing budget. Routines tend to be bottoms up. It's not necessarily top down. Okay, Kansas City Royals, took care of that. Thank you. Social media's role enables sharing of data and insight with other marketing. One thing during a routine marketing, I feel social media's role can actually do is share a lot of your analytics. You guys are so good, not just about posting, sharing information. There's a lot of data analytics that you are looking as well. Share that back with other team members. Right, let them know that what you are doing, not necessarily how many posts that you do, but what are some of the impact that was done. Okay, so sharing the data analytics, that what you know back to the other team, will actually elevate the social media's presence. All right, the next one I want to talk about is start content with a creative idea. Let's talk about this. I did mention this. Yotel, which is a hotel in New York City. Does anybody know Yotel? Okay, it's a boutique hotel, and I mentioned this as a case study when I was doing a workshop this morning. They did one thing that was very interesting. So they tried to renovate their fourth floor, which is their lounge and also eating area. They call it community eating area, and they need to renovate it. And in order to get the renovation done, they actually put a wall, a very long wall, to cover that renovation. They don't want people to see the ugliness of it. Then they have this wall, and which is kind of ugly, and they are a boutique hotel. So guess what? They built the Lego wall, which is kind of nice. And they put like two barrels of the Legos, right? So now when the hotel, now people cannot really enjoy the eating, you know, community eatery area. So they started playing with Legos. When they do the Legos, they took the photos and they posted on their Facebook. Originally, when Yotel put the Lego wall there, they literally just want to cover the dust and the ugliness of it, nothing else. Then it turned out that people who actually stay there, they play with it, they take the photo and they hashtag Yotel. All of the things start taking off. Social media jump in. The social media team basically said, great, let's run a contest. Right, people are doing it. They start doing a contest. Their followers voted who actually has the best Lego creation. Whoever wins can also win a free stay. What I'm trying to say here, this is very organic. When they started, they have no intention whatsoever to actually run a social media campaign. They just want to do something fun for their audience or for their the people who stay there. Then it took off. In fact, the New York Times actually published an article about this. Because it took off, the social media team seized the opportunity and do something about it. So that's when I'm talking about small budget and something new. It started with an idea, okay? So that's one. So that's another example, but this one is intentional. It's, you know, they planned it. They want to be part of the Fashion Week. Guess what? They don't have budget. I totally understand. By the way, does anybody know Warby Parker? So Warby Parker actually sell glasses online. You can literally choose glasses, I think 5 pairs at a time, and they can send it to you. You can test it and try it on. If you don't like it, you can send it back. It has been incredibly successful. In fact, they are so successful, they are building flagship stores. So they built a store, I think, in Brooklyn, and they are building in multiple different stores in the major cities now. Oh, they do? Fantastic. Thank you. So that's what they do. So it started with an idea. I have one more example. Are you guys having fun so far? If nothing else? Okay, great. Okay.
Throughout Brazil, there is a lack of blood in the blood banks. In the blood bank of the state of Bahia, the situation wasn't different. It's a fact. People only think about donating blood when someone they really like is in need. So to increase the donations, we made an invitation for people to donate blood for their greatest passion. Their football team.
Começa falando de uma novidade.
O Vitória conseguiu mobilizar a torcida.
Tem uma ideia criativa. Mudou até um tradicional uniforme rubro-negro do time.
Por um motivo nobre, doação de sangue.
We took off the red from the traditional jersey of Vitória from Bahia, one of the most important teams in Brazil, with more than 100 years of history. For the color to come back, fans would have to do their part, donate their blood for the club.
A campanha em prol do Nova foi lançada sábado no jogo contra o Havaí.
Vitória sempre deu sangue por você. É hora de retribuir.
Parabéns, Vitória. O rubro negro tirou o vermelho que está faltando sangue no Brasil e na Bahia.
A cada jogo, uma listra vermelha na camisa, simbolizando o número de doações.
O Vitória está fazendo uma campanha para doação de sangue.
E assim voltar a vestir as cores com o rubro negro.
A gente sabia que ia ter uma repercussão nacional, mas a repercussão internacional realmente foi uma grande surpresa pra gente.
So you get an idea in terms of they're getting a very small, they started with a very organic idea to get people to donate blood. I think the original budget was about $10,000. And when I was mentioning this to a social media manager, it was like, $10,000, that's a lot of money. Well, it is true, I 100% agree. But in terms of the media effort, you know, they got a lot of those paid media effort was a free paid media impression was generated by the mainstream media to talk about it. Again, it started with an idea, with a very small budget. So this is something kind of hard to do. I understand I'm sharing with you a lot of successful ideas, right? It's an idea that kind of take off and you get fans to do something and then the social media team will go after that. When I had a conversation with Joe Barrington, who is a Yotel's marketing director, and I was like, that's very successful. You created the Lego wall and get everybody to engage. But this is what she said. She said, Pam, did you know how many tries I have to make to get to that point? And then she said she placed a huge bet to create an April Fool's video. Okay, a very nice video from her perspective. The whole team basically think that's gonna go viral. Did it go viral? No. But used the whole quarter's budget. She basically told me, she said, Pam, I tried so many different things. A lot of time, it just didn't work. It didn't work. The ideas that you have seen on New York Times, it's just one accidental idea that actually worked. But you have not seen behind the scenes how many things we try that just fail miserably. So why am I telling you this? That's just part of the story in terms of trying different things and fail and then just pick up and try it again. And she does that. You can tell probably Warby Parker does the similar stuff. I do that on a daily basis. It's just part of the reality. So social media started play from my perspective, a vital and also active role, especially in anything in a small and also new quadrant. By the way, Blue Jays, okay? I cannot fit into the huge image, so I put a little logo there. So now I got four teams there. So I talk about the four quadrants. You get a sense of it? And just want to remind everybody, technology is only a tool. I'm sorry, technology is a tool, not a strategy. Even though I emphasize technology in my presentation constantly, but I still want to tell you that should not be the main driver. You should start it with your strategy first. On top of it, you need to understand, and the multiple speakers today talk about objectives. You need to have a vision in mind. You need to have a business objective in place. And Tammy, Amy all mentioned about you need to know your audience. I don't think that, I think that's 100% correct. So you need to start it with who you are. Any kind of creative ideas that you think of needs to reflect who you are and also your brand, right? Like the beer turnstile may not work for your brand. Then you need to think about some other creative ideas that make sense. I actually love this little image. I saw it on Pinterest the other day. And they say, where did you find that? I've been searching for it everywhere. I created myself, right? Happiness, you have to create yourself. That same analogy apply that if you want social media to work or different ideas to work, then you have to create it. So, you know, create something, try something new occasionally using the existing technology that you have, or pilot with a new technology. And think big, that will be probably company driven. Think small, that will be you driven, and by testing and retesting some of your creative ideas. So my closing is go out and try something different. If plan A doesn't work, you know what? Others will work. So thank you so much.